Happy Easter, everyone. We are back on WDRC with Real Estate Radio and our Easter show. And we have a big guest pulling away from his family here on this Easter Sunday to join us on the show. I'm Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. Of course, Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, along with us. And today we have Eric Person. Eric is the CEO of the HBRA of Central Connecticut. And Eric, how are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter as well.
What if people don't know what the HBRA is?
Yes, we're going to get into that. I want to first, I want to know what Eric is doing.
I'm doing great. It's Easter, and it's a great time to be with some family again after a long break with all of the craziness of the past year. So it's great to be with you guys too.
Thank you for joining us. We're not going to take up too much of your time, but there's a lot to talk about. Before we talk about all of that, to Nicole's point, tell us about the HBRA of Central Connecticut, what that stands for. That's like super real estate industry terminology. So what does it all stand for, and what's the role in the community?
Yeah, so the HBRA is the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Central Connecticut. And we are, for the lack of a better term, we're almost like a chamber of commerce for your house and for your property. So our members are builders, remodelers, all the suppliers, lumber yards, basically anything that touches your property, they are members of the association. Landscapers, pool installers, you name it, they're members. So it's kind of this great one-stop shopping of everything for your property. And it's the best of the best. The members of the association are the ones that are doing it the right way. They are doing continuing education. They're following up on the latest trends, making sure they're complying with all the newest codes and everything else. So it's a great resource for homeowners.
I think you left out the most important member, though. You didn't mention realtors and realtors.
We do have a number of realtors as well. So that to expedite that process of selling your house and getting that new one, it all starts the realtors.
Way to stick up for the realtor community, Nicole.
Well, I mean, we are on Real Estate
That's
Radio,
right.
So.
That's right. Yeah, and Eric, the reason why we thought this would be a perfect opportunity to bring you onto the show here is because there's a major event coming up here in the month of April. That's April 24th and 25th, the Parade of Homes. It's that time of year again. Tell us about what's in store for this year's parade.
Yeah, so this year we're very excited because this year we actually have two parades. We have we've always done the parade in October, which has been a great way to showcase homes, but we're actually doing it in April this year as well, so to kind of kick off that spring buying season and spring selling season. But this year in April we have 17 homes that will be available to tour. Three of those are virtual, so you can't actually go into them, but you can still drive through the neighborhoods, see what the community is like. But the great thing about the Parade of Homes and what we love about it is it's like, you know, as realtors, you guys will have open houses but this is a chance for people to come in and see what the new houses are like, see the latest in trends, see the latest in design. And it's not like you're bothering somebody on a weekend with an open house, but this is your kind of invitation to go and explore and peruse and kind of see what's new out there.
I think my favorite part about the whole thing, too, is you get to actually meet the builders, too. I imagine 10 times out of 10, each builder is there ready to sort of introduce themselves so that you can feel more comfortable. Because I'm certain most times if you are walking through new construction, maybe the builder isn't always there and you can't get to know him very well, so this or her. So this is a great opportunity for that, too.
Yeah, it really is, and the builders love it. They it's their kind of one, you know, chance to get out there and to showcase what they do and their craftsmanship. It's funny because we always have to try to encourage them to get excited about what they're doing, because sometimes they're just so close to the trees to see the forest sometimes, and you know they do this day in, day out, and you know, and you guys are probably the same way. We go into some of these houses and we're amazed by some of the features that they have and some of the characteristics and some of the unique styles that each builder has on in their projects. And we say, my gosh, you got to really promote this. And they say, oh, it's not that big deal. And we say, no, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And you should be very proud of what you've got here. And it's neat for them to kind of have that license this weekend, you know, or that weekend of the parade to kind of brag a little bit and showcase what they do.
How many of the builders are afraid that they won't have any inventory to show that weekend? Anybody?
There's a lot. We've actually had builders that have pulled out of the tour because they don't have any inventory, and things are, I mean, it's literally flying off the shelves. It's crazy.
Yeah. And
the neat thing is that you can customize a lot of the houses still with the folks. So it may not be something that's completed right now, but this is the chance to get in there and to customize it and say, hey, here's some unique things that we want to have and unique.
Get ideas.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sure. One thing I would encourage, if you're a builder listening to this right now, I would encourage you to not think about today's market, but think about tomorrow's market. This market doesn't last forever. And if you want to future pace your business with leads that are a lot of the people coming to the parade are thinking, what am I going to do next year or the year? They're in the exploratory phase of their planning process. And so if you're going to still be in business in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road, the parade is a great opportunity to put one of your homes, your product on display and meet people throughout this entire weekend, which again is April 24th and 25th. And you can go sign up as a consumer at the HBRACentralConnecticut.com. So go to HBRACentralConnecticut.com and go to the Parade of Homes section /Parade of Homes. But Eric, if you're a builder and you want to get your home highlighted on the parade, how do you do that?
Yeah, they can just contact us at the HBRA office, and we'll love to have them involved in this. And even if it's just getting ready to be involved in the fall parade too, it's a great way to, you know, start that process now. But one of the things that the builders love that have been doing this is that for each parade, we actually work with you guys and produce videos for each of the builders that's not tagged to the parade or not tagged with the HBRA, but they can use that in their own marketing efforts that they have. And what's neat is that through the ones that have done this multiple years, they kind of put a little different twist on each video so that they can promote different aspects of a community or their company and what they're trying to promote there. So
it's right now it's so difficult. And we're talking with Eric Person, CEO of the Home Builders Remodeled Association of Central Connecticut. Right now in this market, Eric, it is so difficult to get a builder, a developer, a contractor to take a meeting with somebody who's just thinking about what moves they might or, you know, could be doing to their piece of land or to, you know, how to renovate their home and all these things. Because these guys are so busy. These gals are so busy. They're working this market with a huge passion, but with like speed and all this kind of stuff. It's just crazy right now, the amount of work that they're doing. And I love the parade because they're stuck there for 2 days and you can come up to them and just pound them with questions. It's a free consulting session.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And it's a great way to, as we said, to meet the builders, but there's all different styles of homes on the tour as well. So it's not just, you know, a traditional single family home in a subdivision, but there's condos, there's townhouses, there's really almost every sense, every kind of home that's out there. And it really gives you a good chance to see a variety of different styles, variety of different communities, different towns. And if nothing else, it's a great way to spend a weekend driving around Connecticut and getting a chance to explore the towns and communities that we have.
What a great way too for out of towners, you know, like if they're coming from, you know, the New York City, Boston, what a great way for them to really, like you just said, get a good sense of not just the towns, but the state, really, because it's like we're giving them a guided tour through each of these towns too.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, that's, you know, as Byron said, you can go to our website. We have a specific site that's a part of our website, but it's pohct.com. And you can download the mobile app that we have for this. And it gives you, you know, details and photos of each of the houses that are there. And it gives you turn-by-turn directions to get from one house to the next. So, yeah, it's a great way to tour Connecticut, see what's out there, and enjoy the beautiful state we have.
And I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but aren't there prizes, too, if people attend each of these properties, too?
Yeah, there are. So on that mobile app, you get your you'll have a ticket that gets scanned at each house. So each stop that you make each house is an entry for raffle prizes. So we've got some great items that members have donated that we've also purchased that you can win if you just by showing up at different houses.
Love it.
Eric Person, the CEO of Home Builder and Remodelers Association of Central Connecticut, is with us. And when we come back, we're going to give away some tickets to the Parade of Homes. So stay with us. Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. We have Eric Person, the CEO of the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Connecticut, joining us. I'm Byron Lazine. We have Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso, one in company at William Ravis Real Estate as well. And we're talking everything Parade of Homes right now, as it is fastly approaching. April 24th and 25th is the weekend. You can get your tickets and download the online app at pohct.com. That's pohct.com. And right now we're going to give away a couple of tickets. Two tickets is what we're going to do. We're going to give away two tickets and a gift card to a local restaurant of your choice. So we'll actually, a lot of times with Martin's money, Martin, everybody over at Service Station Equipment, they buy a bunch of gift cards and they just give them to us and we give them away to you. But in this case, we're going to make Martin buy you the gift card of your choice. So you're going to go over to pohct.com, figure out, okay, I want to see all the homes or some of the homes. You know, what is my route going to be on April 24th and 25th? And you're going to let us know what gift card you want so that we're going to buy you lunch on your tour. So what you've got to do to get your tickets, you've got to email in at info@oneandcompany.com. That's all spelled out, O-N-E-A-N-D company.com. So info@oneandcompany.com. And what we want you to do to be the winner is you've got to send us back the link, from the link, pohct.com. You've got to send us back your top three selections on the tour. Okay, so if you go to pohct.com, you scroll down, you'll see that on tour this year, there are homes in Tallinn, South Windsor, Enfield, Suffield, Simsbury, Burlington, Unionville, West Hartford, Hartford, Glastonbury, Cromwell, Middletown, Beacon Falls, East Haddam, over at Fox Hopyard, Essex, Guilford, 66i, and Guilford again, and East Lyme, Mystic, Old Saybrook, Wethersfield, and West Hartford. So those are all the towns. We want you to highlight which three are your favorites and which ones you're most excited about seeing, and we will give you a gift card to lunch as well as two tickets to the Parade of Homes. So we got to make you do a little bit of homework here in your email, and just email that information over to info@oneandcompany.com. Eric, what are some other reasons people should be highly motivated to come join us on the parade?
Well, as you guys well know, the housing market is hot in Connecticut right now, and this is a great way to see what's out there. There's a couple things that are on tour that are quick buys and quick deliveries, but a lot of the things is, again, this is a time to be planning and thinking ahead of what you're looking for, what you want, kind of a lifestyle that you may want to live, whether it's maintenance free or whether it's a traditional, you know, single family home in a neighborhood. But it's really that chance to start planning and getting ready to make your move.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
are you donating money again this parade?
Yeah. So all the ticket sales, the tickets are $10 each, and 100% of the ticket sales that we have goes to Connecticut Children's Medical Center.
Awesome. And how much have you guys given to them? Do you know offhand?
We've been doing this the past 3 years, and I think that it's probably close to about just over $10,000 right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's great. Yeah. Heidi, you've done a whole home renovation video series, HD Homes. You can go over to One & Company YouTube to check out some of those. You're getting a lot of questions, I'm sure, of people renovating. What are some common questions that people should go ask on the parade to different builders?
I think
You know, I get a lot of questions from people saying, like, can they design their kitchen themselves? Like, do you have to go with the contractor's recommendations? And I think that's why, like, the Parade of Homes is such a great, like, tool for, like, all these vendors and builders to be at for these questions. Because for me, I just wanted my contractor to design it, build it, do it for me. Like, I wanted, like, more of a hands-off approach. I'll pick a couple of things. But not everybody likes that. A lot of people want to micromanage it. They want to control it. They want it more custom. So, and from what I've seen online, is you can do custom or you can do spec. I mean, like, the options are kind of endless.
Eric, what is, that's a great point, Heidi. What are the, like, differences in all, you know, some, we just named so many homes, there's so many different builders involved in the parade. Can you give us, like, you know, kind of the spectrum of the collection of builders that we have on the parade?
Yeah, it's a tough question, because there's builders, and they will, even within this, the individual builder, they will build things from townhouses to large single family homes on kind of large estate situations. So it's difficult to say that one builder's a certain style or another one, but the great thing about the parade, though, is it's like the ultimate Pinterest experience for your life. It's you get to live it. As Heidi said, you can go into different kitchens and see 17 different kitchen styles, and right now there's really neat things that are happening with different mixed materials, and some have wood countertops, and some will have different kinds of metals in the kitchens and things. So it's kind of a great opportunity to live all those things you see in those magazines and books out there.
It's funny, because I remember I don't think it was this past one, but I think it was 2 years ago. And Eric, you may even remember this daughter that came through with her father, and I believe that she wanted, or she was going to be going off to school. I mean, again, I think she was young, though, maybe middle school, and she wanted to be an architect or a designer or something. And I mean, the two of them spent the entire weekend driving the whole state. I mean, they loved it. She loved it. It was such a great experience for really both of them. Mm-hmm. But again, I remember just, like, talking to her, and just, again, it was so fun for her to see all of that too. So, again, there's so many different reasons that you can certainly come through.
There are. And I remember that father and daughter, I think we had 25 or 26 homes that were open. They were the only people that actually made it to every single one of them.
I hope they won something.
They did, but it was it was a feat, because even I was making the rounds to all the houses, and I couldn't get to all of them in the 2 days. But it is, and what we've also seen is, because it's over 2 days. I remember last year I was at one of the houses and ran into two couples that were kind of doing the tour together, and we bumped into each other a couple of the houses, and then I saw them again on Sunday. We were kind of in the same geographical area, doing the same kind of route and things, but yeah, they just kind of made a fun weekend out of it and had some fun with their friends, and it was lots of ways to see things. We've talked to people that they might not be in the market to buy right now, but they said, we're thinking about this in about 2 or 3 years, and this gave us some amazing ideas of what we want in our house, and even probably more importantly, what they didn't want in their house. So
right, absolutely, yeah. And again, and to interview all these builders, I mean, what, right, like Byron said, what an incredible opportunity to really have these guys sort of stuck in these homes for, a solid work day, really, two work days, and to bounce around and really figure out which one you'll drive with the best.
There's no time limit. So, like, if you've got plans, you've been sketching out on the dining room table, I'd bring those plans with you. And when the builder has got a moment where he's just standing there, or she's standing there, I would just break the plans out, and I'd start saying, hey, Mrs. Builder, what do you think of this? I've been thinking about this for a long time. In fact, I've been working on these plans for the last year, and just start getting some free advice. It's a great opportunity to do just that. So take advantage. Parade of Homes, go to pohct.com. Of course, we are here with Eric Person, the CEO of the Home Builders Remodelers Association of Central Connecticut, which puts on the parade with their two presenting sponsors this year, which is Connecticut Lighting Centers and James Hardy. So, Eric, before we go, obviously people should go to pohct.com. If they want some of Martin's money, we've got Martin now kicking in to donate. He doesn't even know this yet, but Martin and everybody at Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. They do not care. They're willing to kick in the deal. They're going to give you two tickets to the parade, as well as a gift card of your choice to a local restaurant. So, you know, you're going to map out your route on pohct.com. It's going to be a lot of fun on April 24th and 25th, and you're going to tell us where you're going to want to stop and have lunch, and we're picking up the tab on that. So, Eric, besides all of that, and you can win those tickets over at info@oneandcompany.com. Besides all that, Eric, what else should people know before you go back to enjoying your Sunday?
Well, the nice thing is it feels like we're finally rounding the curve on the coronavirus, and things are getting back to a little bit of normalcy, and the housing market is certainly heating up. Who would have thought that, you know, we'd be in this position right now, but it's definitely heating up, and there's product out there. There's people that are moving into Connecticut again, so we're very excited.
Most of these homes will have open air. There'll be a very safe environment. Obviously, everybody will be following all of the safety measures that we're all well aware of at this point, and I am looking forward to a very successful parade of homes. Again, April 24th and 25th, go over to pohct.com. Eric, we'll have you back here on the show, I'm sure, leading up to it.
That sounds great. Thank you, Byron, Heidi, and Nicole, and again, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Be well, Eric. We'll see you right back here on WDRC, the Talk of Connecticut, as we return Real Estate Radio. Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, Nicole White, and Heidi DeRusso, One and Company at William Rivas Real Estate. Fascinating conversation about the parade of homes with Eric Person, who is the CEO of HBRA Central Connecticut. Went back to hang with his family a little bit more. We'll have him back on future shows. If you do want the parade of homes, you can go over to pohct.com. And if you want some of Martin's money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist, just go email us at info@oneandcompany.com. That's all spelled out, oneandcompany.com. Email us your three favorite homes from the parade on POHCT and where you would like us to buy you lunch during the tour. We'll give you two tickets to the parade, and we'll also give you a gift card to your local favorite restaurant, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. We will have Eric back on, and Nicole, you made a great point. As we were letting Eric go, we've got to talk about the rising cost of construction. So we're probably going to do that next week.
Love it. If anybody decides that Guilford might be their favorite place, I'll be there. I was just told that
I'm
nominated to be there. So I'm open to a lunch date too, if anybody wants to invite me. I do get hangry, so I may need some food after that 8-hour stretch, but Just throwing it out there. I'm offering up a date.
Nicole is offering an April date. What I mean, it's a oh, that's February, Valentine's Day. This will be more of an April date. And 24th, 25th, over at 66 High Street in Guilford, Horton Group Development. They're on the parade. We also, One and Company also has Fox Hop Yard on the parade. That's over in the Fox Hop Yard Golf Club. And number 607, the model, will be on the parade. That's a new Ucello development. So two of the great local developers, Horton and Ucello, have homes on the parade that we are representing. So we're excited about that. If anybody ever has any real estate to promote on this show, which is what we're about to do with the One and Company Rewind of the Week, you can always email us at info@oneandcompany.com. We'll be happy to put your property on our Rewind as well, and as our on our read. If you're a for-sale by owner, another agent, whoever, we don't care. We want to help you get some eyeballs on your property. So, Heidi, what do we got for us though this past week? The One and Company at William Rivas Rewind.
One and Company was busy again last week. We had three properties just listed: 84 Silestein Road in Ledyard, and that's 42 acres of land. We had 239 Congdon Road in Voluntown, Connecticut. That's listed for $109,000, so that's going to go quick. We also had 917 Orchard Road in Berlin, Connecticut for $599,000.
And late to the party, at the end of the week, we had a few other listings. 27 Carroll Ave in Killingly, 3-bed, 2-bath home for $210,000. That's 27 Carroll Ave in Killingly. Also in Clinton, a $135,000 condo, 91 Founders Village, 91 Founders Village in Clinton. That's Nicole. That's your listing, so maybe you can talk about that a little bit. And then 23 Marsh Way Drive in Stratford. That's a 72,000 1-bed, 1-bath opportunity. Listen, we've got some really well-priced properties this week. Looking at the new listings, I'm just thinking about the 3-bed, 2-bath up in Killingly, or Nicole, your 1-bed in Clinton. You can't, for $210,000, $135,000, for these prices, the 239 Congdon Road in Volendown, $109,000, you can't build these homes for this amount of money. That the cost of material you can't even cover, let alone the land value. These are absolute steals in the market.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny because we were talking a little bit about it with Eric about, like you said, the prices of material. So, yeah, I mean, we have some deals this week, which is good. I think what also is nice, though, just to let all those buyers out there that are feeling a little beat up. Obviously, inventory is coming. Affordable homes are being released. So don't give up yet. It's just beginning. So
it's just begun. Yeah. Under contract, we're going to move to. We had properties in Middletown, Haddam, Hamden, Brantford, Milford, New Haven. 2 units at 66 High Street in Guilford went under contract. Simsbury, Portland, Newington, and another one in Hamden. Lots under contract. I think that was 12 this past week. And then closed units, we have Meriden, Portland, Hamden, North Brantford, Seymour, North Haven, Connecticut, and another one in Guilford. All closed.
That is a busy week, and that is your 1 week rewind for One & Company at William Ravis Real Estate. You can go find us at oneandcompany.com. Click on the blog section to check out the rewind and check out all of our other content on the blog as well. There's some really good, useful, educational information there. If you are just thinking about real estate or, you know, want to learn some more about it. In fact, our most recent blog was talking about how Connecticut was named the top state to retire. Can you guys believe that? Number four state, we're in the top.
All of the comments couldn't believe it either. Have you read the comments? They're, if anything, even if you don't read the blog, just simply go there for the comments. People were quite colorful this week in their response to our blog.
Is that on Facebook? Are you talking about Facebook comments?
On Facebook, yeah.
Read us some of the comments.
Oh, yeah. Sugar Plum. I don't have it pulled up.
Sugar Jeepers what? Creepers. What was that? Sugar who?
Sugar Plum.
You having too many peeps today?
No.
I hate peeps. Is that the worst Easter really candy of all time?
Kid. No, what are those eggs, though, too? Cadbury. The Cadbury eggs?
Cadbury are the best. With the...
What? Yeah. To have that... It's like...
The fake yolk?
Looks like an egg. Oh, my Lord. No.
No, Easter candy is by far the superior holiday candy of all holidays.
Well, I love jelly. You can't go wrong with a good jelly bean.
Well, no. But it's got to be like a sour jelly bean. Like, I'm like a sour lover, or like a gummy bear or something like that. Okay, so I got the comments. Again, so the blog is Connecticut named top state to retire. We got, who came up with this BS? People in Connecticut can't wait to get out.
Oh boy.
You must be joking. This must be an April Fool's joke.
Did we post that on April Fool's?
One of the worst. It was 3 days ago. It might have been.
No, it was more than 3 days. It was couple days. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple days before.
April Fool's, right? CT is one of the worst places to retire. People got really colorful here.
It was the day before April 1st. So,
this one woman, Pat, did defend and said, you know, speak for yourself. Which I agree with Pat. I like Connecticut. I would probably be retiring.
Wow, here, so. I did not see those comments. And One & Company, we've been silent on any responses. to all of the love we received.
Well, it was a lot of love. I mean, it may actually be one of our busiest blogs. So
Connecticut was named the top state to retire. Not by us at One & Company. We're just sharing the information.
You would think people would maybe be a little I'm assuming most of these people live in Connecticut. I didn't do any background checks on them. And we're not even saying it's actually the number one, Byron. We are saying that Connecticut ranks as number four.
To raise a family. It's number one. Yeah. So Money Rates did a study, and we're referencing the study by Money Rates. Money Rates did a study that Connecticut was named number one of the top 10 states to retire.
One of. Connecticut ranked number seven in the best states for retirement.
Yeah, number seven. You're right. So here's the list. The top 10 list is Iowa, Virginia.
West Virginia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Same thing. The Virginias are terrible.
Well,
Arkansas.
Whoa, easy.
Mississippi. Love mm-hmm. Florida. Kentucky. And then Connecticut. Missouri, Alabama, Rhode Island round out the top 10. So, yeah, not number one. I'm sorry. Yeah. They were a top state. Named a top state. And that would come in at number seven. Now, we referenced in our blog last month that Connecticut ranks as the number four state to raise a family, according to a new study. So number four to raise a family, number seven to retire. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
I love that we're on a list finally. I mean, this is like a good list. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on a list. I like making lists.
Yeah.
Here's how Money Rates did the study. These are the typical kinds of questions you would have when you're thinking about retiring. Where are the most affordable places? Which states, so it's not just coming down to affordability. You know, the study was not, what are the most affordable states? Okay?
No, it says that we are one of the most expensive to retire in.
And so that was a downgrade. Maybe that's why Connecticut wasn't number one. But then it goes on to ask questions like, which states are the safest from crime? Which states have the most to offer for nursing care? Because if you're retiring, you're thinking about the next step potentially as well.
Absolutely.
One question that we don't qualify for would be, where would I find the warmest weather? That's, you know, why Florida's in the top five there.
Right.
Which states are the most popular with older Americans? So that community, right? Like, am I going to have people my age to associate with? That those all are considerations people are taking in when they're thinking about where they're going to retire. And specifically for Connecticut. Well, we'll tell you specifically for Connecticut, actually, when we come back. Stay with us. Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. The story on Connecticut seems to be that it's a great place to retire if you can afford it. Connecticut was ranked in the top 10 for best states to retire. In fact, it came in at number 7. We got a whole bunch of comments even opposing that on our blog, oneandcompany.com. You can go to blog.oneandcompany.com to read all about it. I'm Byron Lazine. We've got Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate. So Connecticut, here's how we officially ranked, because we started talking about this last segment. We officially ranked number 3 in healthcare. So that's a big motivating factor for retirees.
It's huge. I'll be honest. I feel like even when people are looking along the shore, and I guess I'm really sort of talking more about, you know, individuals that come to 66 High Street, you know, where is the closest hospital? And obviously Yale, Smilo are huge draws along the shore and being, you know, pretty close to those.
So number 3 on the list for healthcare. Then we were number 4 in terms of crime safety. So not crime ranking, being safe from crime. We were ranked number 4. So, yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about a pleasant place to retire, being healthy and being safe are at the top of a lot of people's lists. So ranking in the top 5 of both of those categories weighed heavily. Lifestyle, Connecticut came in at 19. And then economy, of course, you know, for, we did not rank well. We ranked 45th on the economy, and you know, affordability has a lot to do with that. The stink ranked fourth overall, again, from safety from crime, and it was third from the healthcare. However, it was among the 10 most expensive states in every cost category. That is living, healthcare, and property tax burdens. But if you can afford it, like they said, there's no reason why people wouldn't want to retire in Connecticut if they love the lifestyle and the community. But if you've got a different opinion, you can go over our Facebook.
People certainly had opinions. That's, you guys, right, can hop on that bandwagon and participate in that conversation if you like.
But if you think about it, a lot of the people who like do retire in Connecticut, they keep a spot in Connecticut, and then they keep another spot like down south, somewhere warmer. So,
well, and I'm assuming though that their primary residence is probably not Connecticut in that situation. Then
that's true.
Yeah,
you can go over and read all the comments about us writing this blog on this study. Facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate. If you're not following us along on Facebook by now, you should definitely do that. So, all right, what are we going to do here to wrap up this Easter show? What is on your minds, both of you guys here, as we get past the holiday and we really get into the heart of the spring season? What should every homeowner be thinking about right now?
I would say still thinking about getting back in that market and getting an evaluation on your home right now. I think we're all getting over that Easter hump, and we're getting into full-on spring market, summer market. We'll probably have another long summer market as well in real estate. So I don't think it's ever too late to get in the game. Just start the conversation, ask some questions. And definitely, if you're a buyer, and I know a lot of people are thinking about building right now, and like you said earlier, Byron, maybe not right now, but in a couple years from now, stop by the Parade of Homes, because you know, there's no stupid questions. So if you're thinking about it, definitely ask the questions and get your answers to see if that's a good option for you.
Absolutely. Nicole, what should every homeowner be thinking about right now?
Holy schmoly, so many things. I do think, obviously, with the spring, what do you think? You think about spring cleanup, right? Obviously, in my opinion, curb appeal is probably one of the most important aspects of your home. So certainly get your spring cleaning going now that it's nice out. Mulching and
it's a must. People expect it now. We're out of winter.
Well, so. And again, so many people are doing drive-bys. Again, we talked last week about these coming soon listings, so people are driving by. I do think that, you know, home maintenance is very important to buyers, which obviously should then be important to sellers. So again, it's spring, so now is the time to sort of empty out all your schmutz and maybe get a dumpster. I'm a dumpster lover. I had my dumpster 2 weeks ago, and just sort of gear up, get yourself ready.
Are you a dumpster diver or a dumpster lover?
I don't dive. It's funny though, I've had dumpster divers dive into my dumpsters. I've had people, I don't know if they're driving by and because I literally just toss. Like I don't donate. Yeah. I don't put things on my corner saying free. If it's in my way, it goes into the dumpster. Yeah.
Nicole, you had a brilliant tip in there. Do you know which of your many tips you kind of threw up against the wall?
Well, aren't they all brilliant?
You had one in particular.
What is it?
Which one would you guess?
Drive-bys.
No.
I love some. Go drive-by. Let me know what just you think about it.
Drive-by. Well, this could come into play on the drive-by for sure. If you're driving by, you would notice this. This would be the first thing you pick up on if it's good or bad.
What are we talking about here?
Curb appeal? You got it, Heidi. Curb
the
appeal.
The whole thing was about curb appeal, damn it.
No, you were talking about decluttering and dumpsters. What does a dumpster have to do with curb appeal?
What? Because you throw your shit out. Do you know how much stuff? I still have boxes from Christmas out on my back deck. Boxes.
Oh. Well, I guess, if you're...
It snowed and then I couldn't get them off.
And then the bottom, you don't want to touch it because that was gross. So what's going to fall out?
I mean, this is the reason I live in it. This is the reason I live in HOAs, because I don't want neighbors that have like 12 different bicycles that don't have wheels on them piling up. And
you must have driven by 55 Water then. I have a few. Well, actually, we cleaned out our garage, so I have a few bikes that I will put out on the corner. I do know, you know, how bikes are sort of in high demand right now. So
you can always reuse a bike.
Absolutely. Yeah. But
I don't want the camper that doesn't even have wheels on it anymore. It's just sitting on cinder blocks, like as my neighbor. Sorry, that's just not my preference of a neighbor, which is why I prefer the HOAs, but everybody's got their own thing.
Own thing.
Mm-hmm. No, curb appeal is absolutely, in my opinion, something that's going to separate you in a market like this or a slower market.
It'll always separate you.
Absolutely. You know, any market, curb appeal really gets you top dollar. My sister, who's looking at homes right now, she put in a bid on a property that had 21 offers in less than 48 hours. 21 offers, less than 48 hours. And, you know, she went over asking price. She did all the right things. We have Lee from One & Company helping her out. Really put her in the best position to succeed without overpaying. I'm not going to use the word overpaying. Everybody's, you know, there's market value out there, but you don't want to dramatically overpay from the top of the market.
Right.
So put her all the way up to the top of the market, but not an overpay on top of that. She didn't end up getting it, but the reason I'm telling this story is they were thinking about getting into a situation where they overpay. And the reason they were thinking about it is not because the house is spectacular. It's because the yard and the curb appeal that these homeowners invested in was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, that also means, so I said this to my sister, I said, that also means that's a lot of work and maintenance to maintain. So unless you're willing to do that work and maintenance as a homeowner, that curb appeal doesn't always sit. It's not a curb appeal is not a guarantee unless you work it, unless you keep the crap out of your yard, unless you plant flowers, unless you do all these things.
For sure. But we also have an agent on the team right now that her buyers actually backed out because once they started seeing how many down trees were in the yard, they started adding that up in their head and realized, holy crow, this is now get rid of all these trees.
You absolutely should maintain it. My point about this one was it was so over the top. There was these little wooden bridges and
So my mom did that stuff when I bought her. I ripped it right out. I brought Torsen in. They bulldozed that stuff right out. Now I just have grass. But
because you want something that looks beautiful, looks clean, but easy to maintain. When you have all these little different things that look good now, well, you got to paint those every year. It's just more work. It's just something to consider. And when you're thinking about,
maybe people enjoy it though.
These homeowners probably did.
Yes.
But when you're thinking about positioning a property to the market,
right.
Think about what's going to be appealing to the masses, which looks beautiful. But then when they really go a couple layers deep, if they're working with a highly qualified agent, that agent's going to make them go a couple layers deep. You want to really have something that's easily maintainable in the future. All right. Absolutely. We got to go here. We're running behind and we're wrapping this show up. So Heidi, where can people find you if they got some real estate questions this week? Same thing for you, Nicole. And then let's sign off and wish everybody happy Easter.
You can always find me on Instagram, Heidi.DeRusso, same thing, Facebook, or you can call, text me at 203-444-4075.
Anything you got coming up this week that...
No, I'm getting ready to go on vacation for a week.
Where are you going?
Some time off. I'm going down south.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Just leaving it vague.
Yeah. No, I don't want anybody to find me.
Are these big states or small states? What are you thinking?
Big states.
Big states. Yeah. All the way down south?
All the way down south.
Okay.
As south as one can go.
East side or west side?
I don't even know. Do you know?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, that's as far as you can go.
That we're going far. We're going down to a little island.
Yeah, I got you.
Yep.
Aspen, yes. That's an island, Aspen. I might crash that whole thing.
I've heard that you may be crashing that. So that might be interesting too. So send your wife too, though. Like maybe first.
Drop her off. All right, Nicole, what do you got?
So again, as always, you can call or text me 203-430-5926. Instagram, Nicole White Realtor. Facebook's Nicole White. This week, I actually do have a new listing coming on in Guilford. It's a split level, 3-bedroom, 2 full bath, probably about 1,800 square feet. We're going to be coming on right at 385. So look out for that. That will be coming out on April the 8th. So excited about that one.
Awesome. And you guys can always find us oneandcompany.com. If you want some of Martin's money, we're giving away tickets to the Parade of Homes and a gift card of your choice to a local restaurant. Just go over and email us info@oneandcompany.com and we'll get your tickets to the Parade of Homes. You can get tickets to the Parade of Homes, of course, at pohct.com, and all that money is donated. If you're thinking about joining us in this business, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. We are giving back and paying for people to go get their real estate license. Happy Easter. We'll see you guys next week, next Sunday, here on Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut.